Now turn to part two. You will hear a man called Henry Lee giving a talk about the first time he went skydiving. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
Hello, my name is Henry Lee, and I've been skydiving for several years now, but I'm here today to tell you about my first experience. The idea of skydiving is that you jump out of a plane wearing a parachute, but the parachute doesn't open immediately. I'd always wanted to learn to skydive, and when I was 20, a friend bought me a skydiving lesson for my birthday. Now, my birthday is in December, when the weather isn't right for this type of sport, so I decided to wait a bit until the weather improved around March. Anyway, as it turned out, it wasn't until May that I finally got round to it. I arrived at the skydiving club for my lesson and found that there were around 7 other people who were jumping that day. We all had to sign a number of forms, and we looked at a short video about basic technique before having a presentation about safety. Then I was introduced to David, my instructor. As I was a beginner, I wouldn't be jumping out of the plane alone. I would be attached to David, and he would be in total control of the jump. David gave me most of the stuff I would need to wear, some overalls to wear over my clothes, and a pair of goggles, and, crucially, a helmet. I didn't need to have a parachute, as David would wear one. There were 13 of us on the plane. 4 of us were beginners with our instructors, and 3 solo jumpers, and 2 cameramen who would film the dive for the club. It was an old cargo plane, without windows, and interestingly there were no seats, just some metal boxes which were normally used for luggage, so it was quite uncomfortable. The plane trip was fine, and during it I asked David how long he'd been skydiving. He said he'd started about 3 years ago and had 700 jumps to his name. Other guys on the plane, though, had done over 1,000. When we were a few minutes away from jumping, I attached myself to David, who was wearing a system of belts called a harness. I also put on a pair of gloves, which I'd been told to bring with me. I'd been very excited when we took off, and I thought I would feel absolutely terrified when the plane door was opened. But actually, I was completely calm. Once we reached the right height above the ground, the pilot cried out, "Door!" and the more advanced divers just jumped out of the plane. When I reached the door, I sat down in it and looked out over the ground below. I could see farmers' fields and a large house. What caught my eye was a river which looked silver rather than bright blue or dark grey, winding its way across the countryside. David and I were the last people out of the plane. We jumped with me facing downwards attached to David's body. There were about 40 or 50 seconds until he opened the parachute. The landing was a bit different from what I thought it would be. I thought you'd hit the ground hard and fast and have to try hard not to break a leg. My landing was actually more like a feather falling to earth, and I didn't realise I was on the ground until I saw the parachute all around me. Everyone who completes the jump successfully is given a bag which contains a certificate, a discount voucher, and a photograph of their jump. Only when I got home did I realise there was a T-shirt at the bottom of the bag. That was a nice surprise. I put my name down on the club notice board to have more lessons. My first skydiving experience was one that I'll never forget, and I'd recommend the sport to anyone.
Now you'll hear part two again.
Hello, my name is Henry Lee, and I've been skydiving for several years now, but I'm here today to tell you about my first experience. The idea of skydiving is that you jump out of a plane wearing a parachute, but the parachute doesn't open immediately. I'd always wanted to learn to skydive, and when I was 20, a friend bought me a skydiving lesson for my birthday. Now, my birthday is in December, when the weather isn't right for this type of sport, so I decided to wait a bit until the weather improved around March. Anyway, as it turned out, it wasn't until May that I finally got round to it. I arrived at the skydiving club for my lesson and found that there were around 7 other people who were jumping that day. We all had to sign a number of forms, and we looked at a short video about basic technique before having a presentation about safety. Then I was introduced to David, my instructor. As I was a beginner, I wouldn't be jumping out of the plane alone. I would be attached to David, and he would be in total control of the jump. David gave me most of the stuff I would need to wear, some overalls to wear over my clothes, and a pair of goggles, and, crucially, a helmet. I didn't need to have a parachute, as David would wear one. There were 13 of us on the plane. 4 of us were beginners, with our instructors, and 3 solo jumpers, and 2 cameramen who would film the dive for the club. It was an old cargo plane, without windows, and interestingly there were no seats, just some metal boxes which were normally used for luggage, so it was quite uncomfortable. The plane trip was fine, and during it I asked David how long he'd been skydiving. He said he'd started about 3 years ago and had 700 jumps to his name. Other guys on the plane, though, had done over 1,000. When we were a few minutes away from jumping, I attached myself to David, who was wearing a system of belts called a harness. I also put on a pair of gloves, which I'd been told to bring with me. I'd been very excited when we took off, and I thought I would feel absolutely terrified when the plane door was opened. But actually, I was completely calm. Once we reached the right height above the ground, the pilot cried out, "Door!" And the more advanced divers just jumped out of the plane. When I reached the door, I sat down in it and looked out over the ground below. I could see farmers' fields and a large house. What caught my eye was a river which looked silver rather than bright blue or dark grey, winding its way across the countryside. David and I were the last people out of the plane. We jumped with me facing downwards attached to David's body. There were about 40 or 50 seconds until he opened the parachute. The landing was a bit different from what I thought it would be. I thought you'd hit the ground hard and fast and have to try hard not to break a leg. My landing was actually more like a feather falling to earth, and I didn't realise I was on the ground until I saw the parachute all around me. Everyone who completes the jump successfully is given a bag which contains a certificate, a discount voucher, and a photograph of their jump. Only when I got home did I realise there was a T-shirt at the bottom of the bag. That was a nice surprise. I put my name down on the club notice board to have more lessons. My first skydiving experience was one that I'll never forget, and I'd recommend the sport to anyone.
That is the end of part 2.